Meditation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Meditation. Wanting it so much, it fails me. How often has this happened to you, that you wanted something so very much that it failed you? You wanted to have health. You wanted to have right action. You wanted to have peace. You wanted to have all of the things that make life into a very positive and wonderful experience for you. And in the process, it didn't come. In fact, sometimes you even die. My, my, that doesn't sound too happy, does it? But what is it that we can do to meditate effectively? What is it we can do to meditate effectively upon the desires of our heart? On something that we want so very much. Well, it is always done unto us according to our belief. It is done unto us according to who we are and what we are. Now, who are you and what are you? Who am I and what am I? I am thought. I am thought, pure and simple, totally, absolutely, wonderfully, perfectly, I am thought. Now, are you thought? Am I thought? Is that really what makes us who we are? Well, of course it is, and it's the only thing that does make us who we are. Think about being thought. If you think of yourself as being thought, then every thought that comes into your mind is that which you bring about in your life and affairs. Every thought I have in my mind, I bring about in my life and affairs. If I worry about something that is unhappy, if I worry about something that is not going to function harmoniously for me and is not making me pleased, is not making me feel very good about it, then apparently I'm doing the wrong thing, and I am. As a man thinketh in his heart, we've heard this so often, let the words of my mind and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. These are important points. They're so very important, but yet we allow ourselves under duress, under distraction, under attention, under feeling upset, to fly off the handle, to say something that we really don't mean. How often have you said something that you really didn't mean, and then, lo and behold, it happened in your life? How often do any of us say anything that we say we really don't mean, and then it comes in our life? But to say it really doesn't, we really don't mean it, and then to say it, that just disproves what we've just said. Can I take every thought I have and turn it into an actor? Turn it into a resultor? Turn it into wanting it so much and having every thought I think about it? Okay. Now, I want to have good health. And if I want to have good health, I am presuming I have bad health. I am presuming that my health at the moment is not good. So every time I think I want good health, I am thinking that I have bad health. I am thinking that I have health that is not harmonious with who I think I am. Now, this is true. This is true. We cannot run away from it. We cannot pretend we don't see it. We cannot pretend that it's not so. It is very, very, very so. Okay. For us to turn a new leaf, for us to turn a new page, for us to turn a new direction in our life, means that we have to take fully charge of every thought we think. And how do we take fully charge of every thought we think? By stopping whenever a negative thought comes in our mind and say its opposite. Don't say, no, no, no. That empowers it even more. Say, I am whole and perfect. I'm working on my perfect health. And so I'm saying my health is perfect. My health is whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm wonderful. I'm perfect in every beautiful way. And as I do that, I begin thinking about how I act when I'm in my healthy, beautiful, wonderful body in every perfect way. And as I think about how I act in my beautiful, wonderful, healthy body in every beautiful, wonderful way, then that is exactly what I experience. That is exactly what I know. That is exactly what I am. I am that perfection. I am that purity. I am that life. I am that love. Now, for us to go and tell other people this sort of knocks the idea that we have right in the head. It's like them saying, you say you're whole and perfect? Boy, you sure don't look it. You say you're whole and perfect? Boy, whole maybe and perfect? No, you got a long way to be perfect. You see, don't invite trouble. Don't invite people to disagree with you. They would like to have that themselves just as much as you, but they don't know the secret that you know. And the secret that you know is that your thought brings to you exactly what it is that you want. Your thought brings to you exactly what it is that you want to experience in your life. And your thought brings to you exactly what you want to experience in your life. Your thought brings to you, my thought brings to me exactly what I want to experience in my life. You see, so often as a sharer and teacher here, I say you and I say we and so forth. And if I were just always to speak I, and you, when you hear me, you think I, for yourself. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, and function of my body is whole and perfect right now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. You can say this just below your breath consciousness. You say it quietly to yourself. You can say it excitedly to yourself, too. That's always fun. And just get so excited inside of yourself and say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Go in the bathroom and just say it quietly to yourself. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And just let it snickle through your whole body. Let it go down into your cells. Let it go down into every organ, action, function of your body. And you feel so wonderful. You feel so fantastic. You feel so, oh, this is meditation at its most supreme. This is meditation at its most, when you have goosebumps, they wiggle all over your body, you feel so good, you feel so wonderful because you know you're whole and perfect, you know that's your reality, you know that's you, and you say, whole and perfect, whole and perfect, whole and perfect, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And your body hears this, your stem cells hear this, everything about you hears this, and says, hey, we're ready to put some new thoughts in motion for us. How about that? I'm whole and perfect. That's a lovely thought. And so we meditate on that. We think on that. We meditate on that. We speak on that. We listen to that only in our consciousness. And as we listen to that only in our consciousness, wow. Wow. What a glorious response we get. Meditation is to think about. Now, introspection is listening to the divine in you saying, yep, that's right, you're whole and perfect. Yep, that's right, you're whole and perfect. Yep. You see, now, sometimes we can get so noisy with our meditation that we don't listen to the divine in us saying, yep, you're right, you're whole and perfect. So, get excited with your meditation. And enjoy your meditation and just thump in your meditation and let your goosebumps go all over your body to feel wonderful and feel magnificent and feel super duper, because that's who you are. And when you do that, then you know what happens? Then that takes place in your life. That takes place in your, hey, here I am again talking to you. That takes place in my life. That takes place in my world. That takes place in me. That takes place where I am. I am fantastic. And then I let go and I listen to the divine in me say, hey, you're whole and perfect. You're right, you're whole and perfect. That's the way you came out of the box. Now, that's the way you want to express yourself. You're whole and perfect. Wow, wow, wow. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. I get so excited about people coming into the awareness of this philosophy, coming into the awareness that thoughts are things and that they are the creator of these thoughts. And I enjoy people who rebel at me, who complain and who don't want to do what I'm talking about. And then when I read their writings later, I find that they have just those very same words, those very same thoughts, those very same ideas that we had shared. And so, you know, it doesn't really matter whether anybody ever hears me or not. It doesn't matter whether anybody in this world follows anything that I suggest. It only matters that I hear it and I follow it. For I am number one, just as everyone in this world is number one for themselves. I am number one, and I speak my word and I claim my truth about myself. I live in a state of conscious meditation 100% of the time. I live in the state of conscious meditation of knowing that I'm whole and perfect, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious. And then every cell of my body says, wow, what a lovely message. We'll follow that to the core. And on it goes and follows it. And in following it, wow, it is done. And it is wonderfully done. Join me in this fantastic meditation style, because I think it's lots of fun and I love it and I do it all the time. And that's one of the reasons, if only one of the thousands of reasons, that I'm the happiest guy in the universe. I love you. I love you. I love you.